get help. So if you go to the ones that say in class, JavaScript, we will work on in class, that's where you should be. Somebody also brought up that some of my links aren't working, and that's because after school started, they made some changes. And things that I had that said bristol.mass.edu, and they tended to be old things, are not working because they changed it, and it should say Bristol CC. But unfortunately, I didn't know sooner. So I've changed, like, current things, but if you have an old thing and it comes up and it says it's not there, if you change the bristol.mass to say Bristol CC, it'll probably work. Because they were all working. So, what I want you to do today is to write some programs. And these are the five programs that I want you to write. And the first one, the best example probably, is the one that says ifwithloop.html. That one has a fairly good example of what this was. So if with loop is a fairly good example. But I want you to write these programs. Now the first three are, once you get number one written, number one is keeping track of the loop using count. So I'm using count and I'm doing it four times. Then once that program is written, the next one, I'm not doing a count to tell me when to quit. I'm checking the data. So I'm accumulating, I'm taking in the amount, I'm adding it to sum. And when sum or tot or whatever it is you're adding to, when tot is greater than 500, I want to quit. So it's the data that's driving it. I keep adding the data when I read it. And when it becomes greater than 500, I want to get out. And then the third one, you go down and change. And this one, you ask the user when you want to get out. And you use either a Y or an N and ask the user when you want to get out. So the first three, you write the first program, and then you have to modify it a couple of times. One, to check the data to see if the total is greater than 500. And one, to let the user decide when they want to quit by entering a Y or an N. Okay? So, we will go over the first one in a while, but I would like you to start doing it. And then we will look at how it can work. And Joe and I are both here to help, so that's why we're doing it in class, so that you can ask for help if you need it. Well, that was exciting. Sure. Anything you can find. So this is the logic of the first one. I start out and I set up my variables, and then I said, well, count is less than or equal to 4. And I put out a prompt to take in the number of points. And then I added the points to the total, and I added 1 to count. So every time I go through the loop, the user is going to be entering more points. I add those points to the total, and I add 1 to count. When count is no longer less than or equal to 4, then I quit the loop. And at that point, I write out what the total was. I calculate the average and write that average out. And then I say, okay, if the average is greater than 80, put out a message that says, good job. Otherwise, put out a message that says you need to try harder. Okay. So those are what I started out with. Now, I was setting count equal to 1. You could also set count equal to 0, and if you did that, then you'd be testing for count less than 4. Okay? Not equal to 4. If you're starting it out at 0. But I started count out at 1. And then I came down, and down here, you can either set up a message and then write at the bottom, or you can just write here and not bother to set up a message. Just do it right here. And it doesn't matter which one you do. Doing one write is a little more effective than writing multiple times, but it doesn't really matter that much. So that's the logic that you've got for the first one. And so you're going to try to turn this into a program now. The reason we're doing it in class is so you can ask questions. So please ask questions. I just lost that. It's doing something very strange. See that little thing in there?
Yeah, what is it?
I have no idea.
Is there a drop down? Is that a drop down arrow inside that box? Up a little bit?
Maybe that is. And I think that's the text up there. Now got this resize. I have no idea why that decided to leave me. So, Joe can help you if you need help. I'm having problems of my own right now. I'm going to redo the flowchart. Hi, we're doing the in-class work that's over on the week page. So go look for week 7 and it says in-class, so we're programming.
Favorite changes?
Yes, and that's what's, what they call increment things. So that's taking count and adding one to count, so that way.
Changes, right?
Sorry.
Okay, I think I tried.
Yeah, no, you're the right, definitely right done.
Okay, thank you. She said to go to the
I just copied and then do the flowchart. So that's just problem one, and I copied it and pasted it, and then I did the flowchart. Okay? Hi.
Yes. This is, if you simply have to sign on it. And it's week seven, and it's the in-class jobs. And that's problem one.
No.
And we have a program.
totally don't know how to approach this, that's what Joe's standing there waiting to help you with. So if you really don't know how to approach this, and that's fine, ask Joe or me for some help.
Yeah, you don't need that, those alerts either, if you don't want
it,
okay. So this is four times.
When we open the permit, make the prop document by the line of the user interpretation.
Yep, except for the message there.
So this is where we're getting
the objection or something wrong there.
So we're looking for to take in the order number.
Yeah.
After 10 years school.
That's right, they're going to calculate the average, yeah.
And not when it starts to even.
That's right, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Go to this combination.
That's right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, oh, right, exactly. So right calculate, and then write, you don't have that, you want to write the average. Once you calculate it, you want to write the system.
Say how much it is, and then go to the same piece.
That's right.
Okay, so two rights. Okay.
Ends up being four, I think. After you ask the greater than question, you're going to have two rights there also.
Total four, yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
When I wrote this, I wrote it with a while loop, but you could write it with a do while and ask the question at the bottom, too.
Tell me what's going on here. What is this doing? What is this block of code doing?
This is while
I'm
using okay.
And what is CT?
This is less than zero.
One. Okay, but what is it doing? What is the purpose of it?
It
is variable. What is it doing? What is the purpose
of it? Also confused.
Yeah, I give it to one of
the ones. The purpose of having it in the code.
So you get it to what?
I give it to open to.
So we've created what while is what type of statement of while is.
And then after that, because I don't know.
Okay, so click OK.
It's a loop.
Yeah, okay, so
and the loop continuously goes. So, how do we get out of the loop?
But I want to know exactly where
the white screen.
Okay, so if we go back to where you were and go back to years, where did it die?
So, every time we go through the loop,
okay, so now
what do we do with the CT?
Okay, come over here, right?
So, before we can even begin to write the code, we have to know what's going on. So we have the beginning of our statement. So while count is less than or equal to 5,
we do what's inside of the loop.
This first statement
here. So I'll bring up the program.
We don't need that.
And it doesn't like total points.
Let's just get rid of some stuff that we don't need that.
Yeah, total points is
the story,
but
you've
got it there.
This loop, what is this loop doing right now? Okay. So what does that mean?
Otherwise, put something in message. So one, You get something for the next.
So only one result is good.
That's right.
And this is going to write
and only then the it writes such, exactly.
Only one of these three.
That's right, yeah.
That's very good. The message can be.
And the very so very good. And, you know, depending on which thing you do, one of those three things is going to end up sending a message. Yeah, right. You can go either way. You don't have to. You could have put a message in here, or you can just do what you like. Now, as I said, as a professional, we tend to avoid having a gazillion rights because rights generate miles of machine load. And so this is the better way of doing it time-wise.
One right.
But at the level we're at, don't
no, I understand. I understand.
Do we have an assignment to that one on the desk?
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
The JavaScript one.
As long as I get it in by tonight, it's considered.
The JavaScript, I don't worry, it's late, so I'm going over the weekend.
I thought it was the same thing as the Rock Paper Scissors, so I didn't click on it.
No.
As
I said, if people consistently are getting their work in, then I don't get upset if things are late occasionally.
Okay.
What I get upset with is the people that in the second week of November or December start sending me homework. Okay. Then I take it into a big subtract.
Oh, I did.
This
is is the one I saved. So if I do change it, then I can always go back then. So just mess with it.
Once you have the formula, it's just a matter of getting it so that it works.
That shows the loop.
All right, we'll see. Thank you. What do I want to mess with?
Well, then don't look. Unless you want to. Here is a solution to one, just to help you get started. And if you've got one done, then you don't need this. And you can ignore it. But I'm starting out, and I'm setting all my variables. And then I said, well, count is less than or equal to 4. And if I look at my flowchart, that's what I have. I have while count is less than or equal to 4, I want to take in points. Remember, the parallelogram is IO, so I want to take in points, input, output. And then I want to add the points to the total, and then take those two and assign it to total. And then I want to add one to count. Then I do a document after the loop is done, okay? So this is the loop, and it will keep looping as long as count is less than or equal to 4. But when I add one to it and it becomes 5, then it will drop out. And at that point, I do a document write. The total is concatenated with the content of tote. And then I divide average by 4. Now, this is interesting. I started count out at 1. And I'm doing it while it's less than or equal to 4. So when count hits 5, I'm getting out, right? If I'm doing it while it's less than or equal to 4, when it hits 5, I'm getting out. The problem is that means count is 5 when I leave. so I can't divide by count, because count is 5 when I leave. Knowing that, I can fix it by saying divide by count minus 1, because I know I'd already added to it, and I can add to count minus 1. Or I can start count out at 0 and change this to less than 4. Okay? As long as it's less than 4. Then when it hits 4, I get out. So if I wanted to, I could change this to 0, and then I would change this to count less than 4. Okay? And then count would be 4, and I could divide by count instead of 4. Okay? And you're going to find that in the next one when you're working with a mount. And you don't know how many are going to come in, that you want count to be okay. So you can say, make it a 0, and then I test for count less than 4. Or I could have come down here and said average equals tote divided by count minus 1. Okay, so I subtract 1 from count. When it's 5, then it goes up to 4, and I can do a division by count minus 1. Okay. Does that make any sense? Somebody nod, please. One nod. Anybody? Okay, so the problem is, if I am starting count out at 1, it will be 5 when I quit. Okay, so then to compute the average, I can't divide by 5 or I'm going to get the wrong average. So there's 2 fixes. If I want to divide by count, I can instead say, no, I'm going to divide by count minus 1, knowing that it's going to be 1 bigger. Or, because I add at the end, so it's going to be 1 more. Or I can change count back to 0, and then I can just test for count less than 4. And then it will be 4 when I drop out. So I calculate the average, then I write the average. If average is greater than 80, I write one message, else I write a different message. And that's how number 1 works. Okay, so if you don't have number 1 working, you can kind of follow my guide up there and get it working, and then move on to number 2. Actually, you can wait and send me as many as you get done. Have you finished the 5? Oh, okay. Then you can start helping. Yeah, just send them all. And then, you can either leave or you can do homework. Thank you.
white screen. So, like, how do you debug it from here?
Okay, are you in Firefox?
I believe I am.
No, JavaScript.
Okay. Go into Firefox. So let me close that. Maybe. I know, but I don't have my folder open. So how does it know what?
Okay, I thought you had the white screen or desk. I thought you're right. So go back and do the white. Get the white screen or desk again. All right, I wasn't thinking it was the white screen or desk and the other one.
If I go here, does it automatically go to go out of Firefox?
No. It may, but I shouldn't. But it says File Explorer. I don't know what it's doing. I'd come in here and do a file open.
Okay.
Just do a file, yeah. Open file, and then find your file.
Okay.
So now it's giving you the error. Syntax error, missing either parentheses or curly brace, I can't tell. After, and then you go over there and it tells you the line number.
Right. The first number is 20 and then 25.
Right, and the 25 is somehow count on the line, so it's 20. Okay, so now bring up your code in Notepad.
If I click on that, will that bring it up?
Click on what?
This little thing over here. Yeah, it will bring it up.
Okay.
It was a guess.
Yeah, no, that's a fine guess. Okay, so now line 20, it's not doing. So I wanted it to come up in Notepad so that you can fix it.
Okay.
So bring it up in Notepad. Right. So now just open it in Notepad. Now line 20, and it's not telling you that. So you can go to View,
okay.
And Status Bar. And now it tells you the line. So line 20 is going to be around here someplace. So we'll go and see what line is that. That's 14, and then say keep going.
Because you know,
total equals, you have to have either a comma or a plus in there.
Please leave your message for...
Yeah, you can't have the two things. You've got an alliteral and then you've got a variable, but you need some kind of a connector.
Like that.
Yes.
So a plus will do it.
A plus will do it.
Now,
and a comma would also be the one. Okay.
I don't even have to do it here. I can...
No. So go back to where was the original. There.
What's happening is,
okay, so now do a refresh.
Oh, I thought that's what happened. So one of us is right here.
Okay, now you're missing something after an argument. Okay, so now look in Notepad again.
Now I do have the numbers. Oh, no, that is
the same problem. You don't have the plus. You don't put the plus in there either. Somehow it changed. You didn't save it, I guess, when you made the change.
Well, I don't know what this is over here. This is what we were working on.
That's right. Yes.
Okay.
This is what the code. This is the source code of what's out there. So,
plus there, now your file's saved.
And then I can come over.
Okay. And then you can come back over here to the JavaScript. And be refresh.
That's pretty nice. I'll have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you follow what we did?
Yeah.
Okay. You just sounded so.
Pluses.
Huh?
The pluses, right?
Yes, right. There are other ways you could write this, by the way. I mean, it didn't have to be written the way I wrote it. It could have been written other ways. Put five programmers in a room and you'd probably get five different solutions, so.
I'm executing something.
So it's less than 80.
I don't know.
Is there any other option other than creating
an 80 list? Yeah, I'm executing something.
Other than what you say?
Well, what is this alert statement? I thought I would see.
Give you a pop-up.
Is that a prompt? So that's the same as a prompt.
No, an alert is a pop-up. Okay. So it looks like a prompt in a way, but it's actually just conveying information. It's not able to take in information.
Okay. All right.
So you can take the alerts out if you want. The alerts are there mainly to show you how you can watch count and how you can watch the other things. You may not want them. Questions, anyone?
What's making those pop up?
She said that too, but I
didn't understand. Now you're going in your back. So now, what do you want to do? Okay.
They added each other.
So now it's on the
piece. Okay.
Here somewhere.
Where's the slot of this?
That would work.
And then just write the job through.
No, boys, come help us on the R.
No, you want to do it until the total is greater than 500. So if you put in 300 and 300, you should be out in 2. That's right.
So he needs to do the math in the debt.
Right, but you, so...
He hits the 500.
So he hits the 500. So depending on what you enter, it might be if you enter 600, you'd be done immediately. If you enter 1, you're going to be going 501 times.
Yes.
So it all depends on when you total out. So what you're doing is you're going to change this to have the condition about total. Okay, and so instead of getting out with count, you have us get out with total is no longer less than or equal to. No, I'd go with a while still. I'm not even sure JavaScript lets you have an until. But you can say while it's less than or equal to. Keep doing it while it's less than or equal to 500. And if it's less, if it's not less than or equal to, it's greater than. So you're out. But when he saved it, it wasn't
so the average is so great.
Remember, average is average. So average is the average.
I guess that's the average is. Do a file save.
Literal average.
And make sure you get the right version.
This has to be outside of the
code.
Oh, so this doesn't save you?
Correct. Well, it can stay there. You just have to build around it. So we know that. That's going to stay by itself.
Sometimes really you're going to have to close the browser and open it again. Every once in a while it just doesn't click. Question?
So that way we keep this outside of the double quotes.
So how do I get to display the average?
So that's going to, so we're displaying the number average.
Yeah.
But now we just need to type in whatever you want to display. Because as long as it's in between double quotes, it'll display whatever you write between the
double quotes. So how do I write the average equals? Not the equals?
Write equals, you can type out. As long as it's within the double quotes, it means whatever you want to type.
I can't even spell
it.
You found it?
Yeah, this version was just like a different version, so okay. I just went to the board and said,
what do we do with the notes?
Directly edit it where it was.
I have a lot of sense in condition. We can delete the L's because there's nothing more packed to be ready to call.
We need the L's.
No.
Because we have messages.
Before
that, we've got some stuff going on, some strings.
Four and
so,
five.
Double quotes. Whenever
yes.
We put anything into double quotes,
only
what that means is
to watch the strings. So you go first and
so
then you do the
that
code.
Means is anything that's written into
however,
double quotes, the computer says, oh, you just want to write whatever's in the double quotes. So basically, it's going to get confused because. So what are you trying to write? Essentially, what that's going to write, it's probably going to use for the double quote.
necessarily means it's going to hurt them. So, like, the difference between a verb and a variable is the fact that this here, if you choose, that doesn't mean average anymore. That now means whatever you tell it would be. So, sorry, if you decide about it. So here, we always need an equal sign. So now, we assign whatever total is divided by 4 is now assigned to average. Make sense? Okay? So now, when we go here, you have double quotes. So that's good. Perfect. Plus sign, perfect. And then average. So what would that square? Capital. And basically what that's telling us is assume